Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same, just like a song in my heart.
Welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Connor.
So, it is the morning here, and I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little tired.
Oh, really? Okay, because I love mornings. I used to not like them, but now I feel so alive in the morning.
Yeah, so our dialogue today is actually about morning people and evening people.
Right, exactly. And so if you like the mornings, you're a morning person. If you prefer the evenings to do work, you're an evening person. So we have a dialogue between two coworkers, Tim and Sean. They're talking about, do they like the morning or do they like the evening? Why don't we take a listen?
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Sean.
Hey. Oh, wow. You look really exhausted.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really a morning person.
I can see that. Will you be okay at work today?
I think so. I'm an evening person, so my brain isn't working right now.
I see. Do you work better at night?
Definitely. My favorite time to do work is at 10 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, that is pretty late. Well, if you need any help this morning, let me know.
Will do.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Sean.
Hey. Oh, wow. You look really exhausted.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really a morning person.
I can see that. Will you be okay at work today?
I think so. I'm an evening person, so my brain isn't working right now.
I see. Do you work better at night?
Definitely. My favorite time to do work is at 10 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, that is pretty late. Well, if you need any help this morning, let me know.
Will do.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue, and Tim has just come into the office, and Sean says to him, "Hey, oh wow, you look really exhausted."
Right, so he's kind of surprised. Oh wow, you look exhausted. So this word exhausted, first of all, let's look at the pronunciation.
So exhausted, if you look at the spelling, it says E-X-H, but this is not how it's pronounced. It's more similar to egg, so exhausted.
Right, yeah, just say exhausted. It's kind of a fun word, but we don't say exhausted. No, exhausted. And the meaning is?
It means really tired.
Yes, very tired, yes. So the full spelling is E-X-H. A-U-S-T-E-D. And because it's E-D on the end, it means Tim is feeling tired.
That's right. But if I put an I-N-G on the end,
like exhausting,
then it means that something is exhausting. So, for example, my job is exhausting, or taking care of children is exhausting.
Right, exactly. So usually a thing is exhausting and a person feels exhausted.
Okay, so Tim is exhausted because he is not a morning person.
Right, so this is the main idea of our lesson today. That means he doesn't like to work in the morning.
No, and I'm kind of like that too, actually. I'm not really a morning person.
You're not really awake. You're not really alive in the morning.
No, you could also say morning bird, though. So I'm not a morning bird.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Another one that I know is early riser.
Exactly. So early riser, this kind of means that you wake up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you enjoy waking up at 7 a.m. or even 6 a.m., then you are an early riser.
That's right. You rise with the sun.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's obvious that Tim is not a morning person because Sean says, "I can see that."
Right, so we often use this expression. We don't really change it. It's just, "I can see that," or "you can see that." What does it mean?
So in this situation, it means that Sean can see that Tim is tired, but this is kind of a short and easy way to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So another good example, if I'm eating some food that I don't like, it's gross, it's awful, and I say to my friend, I don't really like this food, you might say.
I can see that.
Yeah. You know, you can see it. My face is, this is gross. So anyway, then Sean asks Tim, will you be okay at work today?
And Tim says, I think so. I'm an evening person.
Mm-hmm. So evening person is the opposite of morning person.
That's right. So this is the type of person who likes to stay up at night.
Mm-hmm, yeah, or works better in the evening or at night. And we say person here, but in the intro, you actually said morning people.
Exactly. So person is just for one person. Mm-hmm. But if I want to say many people, then I can say morning people or evening people.
Right. Yeah. So an evening person. And that's interesting, too, because it's like an evening person. Well, we often use this like, for example, I am a cat person.
Yeah, or a dog person.
Mm-hmm.
But this basically just means that you like cats or you like dogs.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, in this case, you like mornings, you like evenings. And because Tim is an evening person, his brain isn't working right now.
So normally we use like working to talk about, let's say, machines, but here he's talking about his brain.
Yeah.
If something is not working right now, it means that it is a little broken.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of funny because the word work, of course, it's like people go to work, they work at a job, but in this case, his brain isn't working. It's kind of funny. Yeah, it's broken kind of, right?
That's right. It's not doing its job.
Mm-hmm. We use this for everything. Like your phone isn't working. Something is broken. Something is not right.
Right. So your phone isn't working, or maybe your computer isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many more examples for this expression. So if you guys want to check it out, take a look at our grammar point, because this will be the grammar point for today.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So then Sean asks Tim, do you work better at night? So this is a different meaning of work, right?
Yes, exactly. So this means the actual work that you do at mm-hmm. your job.
Like a job, yeah, working at a job. And work better.
Okay, so you might say that you work well at night. But if you say that you work better at night, then it means that better is the comparison word for well. So if he works better at night, then it means that he can get more finished at night than in the morning.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. I am kind of the opposite of this. I get more work done. I work better in the morning. Yeah. So but I can understand sometimes it's different for many people.
Okay, so I actually work better in the afternoon, but we can also use this expression with other verbs. For example, I could say I sleep better at night.
Oh, yeah, sleep better at night. Yeah, and the opposite of better is worse.
Exactly. So for some people, they sleep worse in the afternoon.
Yeah, for sure. So does Tim work better at night?
Definitely.
So what does definitely mean?
Definitely means for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like definitely 100% certain.
So, Connor, do you like vacations?
Definitely. And is this word definitely, is it formal or casual?
It's more casual, but you can use it in some formal situations.
For sure, yes. And then Tim says his favorite time to do work is at 10 p.m.
That's right, 10 p.m. So this is pretty late. But just notice here that we used at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we talk about times, we say at 3 o'clock. Let's meet at noon. Let's meet at 10 p.m. That's pretty late.
That is. But you know what? If you're going out, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
Okay, but for work, it's a little bit late. So Sean knows that Tim is tired. So he says, well, if you need any help this morning, let me know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me know. This is used all the time. If I want you to tell me something, I say, please let me know.
And just be careful. When we want to tell someone something, we say, let me know. We don't say, notice me.
Ah, yeah, notice me. Or sometimes I've seen reply me.
Yeah, so you want to avoid these, and we want to use let me know.
Mm-hmm, yeah, for example, if we're going to meet, but we don't know the time, so I can say to you, when you choose the time or when you decide the time, please let me know.
You could also say, let me know if you will be late.
Okay, and then Tim says, will do.
So will do, this is just kind of short for I will do that.
Right, so I will do that is not very long anyway, but we still just say will do.
Yep, and it sounds a little bit natural if we just say will do.
And it's pretty casual, right? But you could say it to, could you say this to your boss?
So you could use it with your boss, and you could also use it maybe in a message, especially if you're close.
For sure, for sure. And yeah, it's casual, it's friendly, it's kind, it's a good way to say, yes, I'll do that.
So another thing that we will do right now is listen to that lesson again.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Sean.
Hey. Oh, wow. You look really exhausted.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really a morning person.
I can see that. Will you be okay at work today?
I think so. I'm an evening person, so my brain isn't working right now.
I see. Do you work better at night?
Definitely. My favorite time to do work is at 10 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, that is pretty late. Well, if you need any help this morning, let me know.
Will do.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Sean.
Hey. Oh, wow. You look really exhausted.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really a morning person.
I can see that. Will you be okay at work today?
I think so. I'm an evening person, so my brain isn't working right now.
I see. Do you work better at night?
Definitely. My favorite time to do work is at 10 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, that is pretty late. Well, if you need any help this morning, let me know.
Will do.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between Tim and Sean again. Now, Lisa, you said before that you are not a morning person. So do you do most of your work in the evening?
Actually, I do most of my work in the afternoon, so I'm more of an afternoon person.
An afternoon person. Well, that's a new one. Yeah, I've never heard that one, but you could say that. No problem.
What about you, though? You said you were a morning person, so are you more awake in the morning?
Well, if I've had coffee, then I'm awake in the morning. I used to be a night owl. I used to like going to sleep at, 2 a.m., sometimes 3 a.m., but now I really enjoy the morning, rising up with the sun.
Oh, yeah. But for me, I think I need a lot of coffee to do that.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Well, we want to know about you guys. Are you morning people or are you evening people? Are you an early riser or are you a night owl?
Let us know when you work better.
For sure. So we'll look forward to seeing those comments and we'll talk to you later.
See you then. Without a doubt.